Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 1-833-HOME-SHOW. That's 1-833-466-3746. Now, the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Happy Saturday and welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. I'm Shefalika, and I'm joined today by your host, Bill. Take it away, Bill.
Hey, Shefalika, thank you, and welcome back, Jacksonville. This is an amazing Saturday. I mean, it's obviously we're going to get that normal weather out here today. But today I'm joined by Jocko with the Coding Man. Say hey, Jocko.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back with you.
And Gary with Studio Podcast Suite.
Hey, everyone.
And today we have a special guest and community stakeholder, one of our local heroes, and the gentleman we bragged about last week. And so he's here today. It is Brandon Kaiser. Would it be called Officer Kaiser? What is your title?
Mr. Detective, but you can just call me Brandon.
Detective, okay. Well, we've got that.
We're not on official basis.
There you go. It. Well, we will keep it special agent. That's it, exactly. He is with the Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosive Investigations with the state of Florida.
Yes, sir.
And many people don't even know you guys exist. It's a special team of about 40 guys and gals throughout the state, and you're assigned to Northeast Florida, and we're very happy to have you here today. And if anybody out there listening has any questions, you feel free to call in and we can try to answer them. He's not going to talk about any current cases. So if you have a current case going on and you're trying to figure out where it's at and where you stand, don't call in today. That's not the purpose of his time here today. But, you know, we are going to brag a little bit about, you know, some new stuff. And you got a new partner recently.
Dude.
And his name's Eddie.
Four-legged,
right?
Four-legged friend. But he's a man. We met him. He's an amazing guy.
So, Brandon, quick question. So your title, again, is what?
It'd be a detective / canine handler for.
So what exactly do you do? So explain to the folks what you do in your role.
So as an investor, as a detective for the Bureau, you are you respond to agencies needing assistance. We get our calls from either sheriff's office, police departments, or fire service. Florida Administrative Code 69D requires that we get called out for certain things, being fatalities, high value loss, injuries, cases of arson, and or any injury that, you know, major injury that might lead to permanent damage.
So basically fire stuff. That you're dealing with fires and explosives.
Everything's fire related. Yes. If nothing fire or explosive is involved, we won't get involved.
I see. And that's commercial, residential, industrial, across the board, right? Anything.
Correct. Wow. That's a big task. I mean, you're definitely tasked with a big role, and I think it's for our listeners, it's a unique opportunity for us in this room to get an eye in on stuff we never get to know about, never even heard about your department before, meeting you. But
you're the guys behind the scene, the guys that, keep us safe, the guys that let us sleep well at night, right?
Essentially we're a secondary assist agency. Most people still call us like state fire marshal, but years ago, we left out of that office and then created the name Bureau of Fire, Arson, Explosive. So many people still call us the State Fire Marshal's office, even though that is not correct.
They do have a separate office. It is the State Fire Marshal's office.
They're still around, right?
They still exist, but you guys are a separate division. You guys are under the Florida Department of Financial Regulation?
It's Financial Services.
Financial Services, yep. Okay.
Wow. So you guys come in behind, let's say there's been a massive fire or something, and there's, whether it be injuries or non-injuries as well, you come in and investigate. Is that what you do?
Absolutely. Even if it's just an origin and cause investigation. So say fire has no idea how it started. We will come in, recreate the fire scene, and try to figure it out.
Wow. Just like in the shows, guys. This is
CSI.
CSI stuff. Yeah, it's the real deal. And you know, it's something that, you know, really when you're the victim, it's, you know, it's, it invaluable. Means everything. It's invaluable. Yeah. And, you know, I think that, you know, just having the, that type of department, you know, that exists is really, you know, a great use of public funds. And, you know, your new puppy dog, which is a big old boy now, he is, you know, an amazing use of funds because he can actually tell you things that we can't see.
Absolutely. So he's an accelerant detection canine. So we'll run him through fire scenes and see if he alerts on anything from light, medium to heavy distillates, which covers the spectrum of accelerants. So alcohol from kerosene, gasoline, diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of dog is he?
So he's a golden retriever and a Labrador mix. So,
oh, wow.
So they call it a Goldador.
He got the best
Goldador. Heck of a nose. Heck of a nose on that.
Everybody loves him.
Yes. His training aid is 50% evaporated gasoline.
Huh.
Some chemist somewhere figured out that that is the perfect balance to cover that spectrum of distillates. So we will train with just a drop, and he will find it from 60, 80 yards out.
Wow.
Really? Really?
So
it's unreal.
Wow. So how long have you had him?
So I just come back. I've had him for now 2 months, and he's been a busy boy since we've been back.
So. I can imagine. Now, how many canine officers is there in the Northeast?
So we just had several retire, so my number may not. Just the Northeast would be two.
I'm two, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Statewide, I think we're down to 8 or 9 because we had a few retire.
Wow.
Now hold. Is he right now?
Right now he's 2.
Yeah, so he has to go through the process for a couple of years, the training and everything else, before they turn them over to somebody like yourself, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, we had to go up to Maine to go to a school. It was actually held in Concord, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed up there for just over a month. And it's not really for us to train. It was for them to train us.
How to handle them.
Read the dog and understand them. So we are literally the idiot at the end of the leash, and the dog does all the work.
No, that's all right. Well, you
makes
know
your
what?
Job a little easier, right?
It does, and he's a rock star. He's very good, very proficient, and it does make my job easier.
That's right. That's okay.
That's great.
How long is the lifespan on something like, you know, you don't want to work him forever. How long does he get to work like that?
They retire.
Well, you know, there's no set answers to that. It's just like anybody. How long till you retire?
So you just get tired of it.
Yeah. Some dogs last anywhere from 5-6 years. Some of them go up to upwards of close to 10. So
wow,
it's a passion that they have. To them, it's, and I hate to use the term, but to them, it's a game, or it's an event for them, and so they get excited. It's almost, I used to hunt over dogs, and I have friends that have dogs who actually are fire dogs, or for rescue dogs. And I see them in action. I'm seeing them working. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, they love it. And he's a food reward dog. So.
Oh, just like a lab, high lab.
Oh, yeah. So, but I think he enjoys the praise more than anything.
That's right.
He loves getting played with.
Yeah, it definitely is something that, you know, it's amazing what animals and the intelligence can do. And we'll be back after the break here in a couple minutes. Jocko, you guys have a lot of specials going on. So I want to say now is a good time. If you need anything painted, give our guys at the Coding Man a call. This segment is sponsored by the Coding Man. Reach them at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Or you can reach them on the web at
thecodingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
Thanks, Bill. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. We'd love to hear from you, so you can call in now at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to reach out and give us a call at 855-765-1045. Back to you, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Shefalika. Thank you, Jacksonville. I was going to let that music rock a little longer. Let it go a little bit. We are here in studio, and we are thanking you, everyone out there listening to us. Stay safe. Drive carefully. The roads are a little bit wet today, and we want you guys to be safe. So remember, no road rage. Keep your mind right and travel safe. We're joined today by Jocko with the Coding Man, my friend Gary with Studio Podcast Suites, and our special guest, detective and canine handler Brandon Kaiser, and arson investigator extraordinaire. And we're talking about Eddie, your new canine buddy and partner, and just really how smart dogs are, and you know, the path that Eddie took a little bit to get here. You were telling us before we came back. Tell everybody listening, you know, really, Eddie, you know, just so you guys out there know, even if you guys have failed a few times, you know, you have a shot. Don't give up on yourself. Eddie failed once, right?
He did, yes.
He was, where was he at? Southeast?
Southeast guide dogs.
And those are some serious restrictions those guys have.
Absolutely. So it was something, I don't know what, he didn't quite make the cut there. So there's a gentleman up in Maine, Paul Gallagher. He owns and runs Maine Specialty Dogs. He buys a lot of dogs from Southeast Guide Dogs, and he takes them up there and he trains them and imprints them on this 50% evaporated gasoline to detect accelerants. So he found that, I guess, being a golden retriever, got the brains, they got the olfactory drive of a Labrador. The good combination is perfect for this ideal line of work. And so he was a dropout there, but he's a stud here.
That's right. There you go. And that's right. The point, guys, is this dog is the real deal. And
you know, he has a second lease on life, you know. Absolutely. And actually a better, more prestigious, you know, when you look at the line of dogs, the lineage, this is a much more prestigious.
Yeah. He may not have the gun, but he's got the badge. Yeah. And that really counts. And you know, I think, you know, from the work that you guys are doing, we as a community really appreciate it, because not only do you guys go out and investigate and help figure out, you know, what happened and really, you know, help, you know, put people in jail for arson and, you know, all those kinds of things, but is, you know, just keeping people out here knowledgeable about, you know, building products and things like that. We were talking about Hardy Board specifically. You know, you have a house that's built with a concrete board, and we have stucco out there. We have wood houses, brick houses, block houses, and each one of those has a different type of a burn factor. And those are things that you've had to go to school to learn about. And I mean, it's sort of impressive. And you know, what would you, if there's one thing you want to tell the people out here listening, what would it be?
Well, you have your cost efficient options, but long term, if you want to protect your home, I mean, fire rating does matter.
Yeah, so absolutely,
I would pick a product with a high fire rating. Most in Duval County, you have a very JFRDs jam up, and they have a very rapid response time. If you can protect the inside of that home as long as you can, let them get there, put the fire out. You know, a lot less, you have your insurance company will rebuild it. You can keep your stuff safe. Unfortunately, you might have some water damage, but it's not a total loss. You can salvage a lot of your belongings. Mm-hmm. When we work these fires, a lot of people's like, oh, my pictures,
mm-hmm.
even though the house might be a total loss, but some of that stuff cannot be replaced.
Do more houses Absolutely. Catch on fire from the inside or from the outside?
You know, I don't
about 50-50. It's hard to say.
You know, I can go to 10 calls in a row with this inside and then 10 calls on the outside. So it's
a mix. Yeah. It's, I mean, when I was a kid, my brother caught the kitchen on fire making some, I mean, back in the day we had to make popcorn the old fashioned way. You put grease in the bottom mm-hmm. of the pan, you heated it up and you poured the stuff in.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, he let the grease go too long. It caught on fire and, went into the attic. Mm. And, so that was a problem.
Oh yeah.
But you know, today, you know, we have better technology and things like that out there. You know, I don't know that that's happening as often, but you know, what are typical things? I know we're not going to talk about any current cases and things like that, but you know, I'm sure the audience is curious about, you know, what is an average type of thing? I mean, there's not that many explosions.
Is it like a electrical, like I've seen sometimes the phones catch on fire. Like your kid plugs in the phone at night and maybe the plug doesn't go all the way in. And maybe the bed sheet drapes into that little electric socket and touches those prongs.
Can that even happen?
Can that catch on fire? Like you see it spark, you know, you never.
You know, anything. I'm not an electrical engineer.
Yeah.
So I'm not. If I work and it looks or appears to be electrical, I'm going to put the most probable cause in electrical. I'm not going to say this that device.
Right.
Like, right. Happened, right.
Yeah.
That caused the fire. But
so do you see anything in particular? Is there more that you're seeing these days in typical residential issues? Is there things you're seeing in the residential in the home more often than not?
Like maybe the chimney hasn't been cleaned properly, or
is it just nefarious activity, like, you know, meth labs blowing up and things of this nature?
Man,
you know?
it's all,
all
of
the above.
Really?
All yeah, of it, it's yeah. a good combination of it all. So
wow.
We have a lot of accidental batteries, you know, obviously yeah. has been known to catch fire. Just carelessness, smoking is a big one. Just improperly discarding cigarette butts, believe it or not. You know, it might smolder for hours.
Really?
And eventually
I have seen that happen, actually.
You hear about it, but you never really see it. You know, yeah. That's crazy.
I actually saw it as a kid. The apartment down from us caught on fire because the gentleman fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand on his couch.
Wow.
And, you know, but that, and was,
that happens.
That was about, I mean, I'm aging myself, but it's 40 plus years ago.
Now, you said in this area, there's on this North 40, yeah, there's two of your position.
Canines, yes.
Canine position. Yeah. So, and just in a typical, let's say, month, how many calls are you going out on? I know it's probably going to vary, but on an average, how many calls are you going out on a monthly basis?
Monthly, I think the canines are averaging 20 cases.
That's a lot. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the canine. So now we're not the investigator of that call. So now that I'm canine, I'm
you're
specifically
more
running the dog for accelerants and assisting.
So your support.
So you might go to two or three calls a day, right?
Possibly. We had six this past week when I was on call.
Yeah. So wow.
But then the investigator side of it, there also continues. And so he may not have to go to every single call, but the investigators go to every single call. Or do you go to every single one?
No, I don't. I go whenever the investigator calls me. If he feels that it meets that criteria.
Okay. Sort of like police canine.
It's like backup. Calling in backup.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
So your report, so your dog goes out, you take your dog out, you go out and he's looking for an accelerant that possibly caused the fire. And of course, if you find it, obviously that's an obvious potential start of where that blaze began, correct?
Well, I want to say obvious. So
yeah.
Not only are you, so he might hit on an area of the house where they stored a gas can outside.
Right.
So if the fire investigator is looking at it and says, I got a lot of burn damage here, I can say that's probably because there was an ignitable liquid outside the home in this corner that fueled that fire. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of ruling out areas also, as much as it is rolling in and narrowing down.
That makes sense.
So do you work a lot with insurance companies that request you guys' information?
We do not. That's the civil side.
I got you.
So the insurance company.
Great answer, Brandon.
Yes.
We do not mess with civil stuff. So the insurance companies pay for these to them people to come in. And they also spend a lot more money. They will, when I told you.
They have their own investigators.
Yes. And they have x-ray machines that will. And they will hire electrical engineers to look at things. And
try to make sense.
Some of that loss.
Mm. Absolutely.
Definitely makes sense. Well, we're going to be going back into a break, so we'll come back after the break. We'll chat more with Brandon. If you guys have any questions or want to give us a call here at the show, call Brandon, and we can chat about it here. If you want to get anything painted, give our guys at the Coating Man a call, inside, outside, upside down. If you want it painted or coated, you give them a call at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Or you can reach him on the web at
thecodingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shafalika.
Thanks, Bill. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045, or you can reach us online throughout the week at homeshowjacks.com. Take it away, gentlemen.
Oh, well, thank you, Shafalika, and thank you everyone out there listening. We are here with Jocko from The Coating Man. If you need anything painted, give these guys a call. live radio here. We've got Gary with Studio Podcast Suites,
hey,
and
guys.
My good friend with Brandon Kaiser with the large title, but he's a detective canine handler with the arson fire and Explosive Investigations Division with the state of Florida.
Bureau.
Yeah, it's good. A big title, man. Nicholas. Big title.
Is there an acronym for that? Because it was that's a tongue twister.
We need like FAEI, but it's probably, you can't remember that.
EFEI. All right. Yeah, it's we'll just keep it simple. We'll call you Detective Kaiser. But you know, it's you've got a really cool job. And it's what a blessing though to be able to have a career path that's never ending knowledge. I mean, you never really have to stop learning.
You probably should never stop learning.
Yeah,
we were talking on before you how you got into this field. Can you kind of give your background a little bit, how you started and where you ended up here?
Yeah, I started out in Baker County as a deputy, and then again, I was like most people. I had no idea what.
You're a police officer, right?
Yes. Yep. And had no idea what this agency does or did, or it didn't even never heard of them. You know, I still called them fire marshals, all that stuff. And
so made fun of them. I know.
Oh, I'm sure. and it's weird because it's if law enforcement and fire, you know, there's that friendly feud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is, if there was a fence, this is the fence.
Because you crossed that, yeah, you crossed the line right there, right?
Well, he's sitting on the top of the fence because he is a firewall, and he's law enforcement because he has arrest authority still. And you know, it's like when you go to the Guns and Hoses, it's like a fine line. You know which side of the street you sit on.
Your ringside.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yep.
So you're a detective, or I mean, you were a police officer for how many years? Because you technically still are, but I mean,
yeah. So I'm on year 13 now.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Wow.
And how did you find out about this division?
Obviously, I was a detective out there, and they responded to one of the scenes, and I thought it was interesting. And we had a gentleman I worked with who was good friends with a captain in this region. So I started asking questions, and I was like, man, that sounds fun.
One thing led to the next, huh?
Yeah. So when a spot came open, I put in, and here I am.
That's right.
2.5 years later.
Yeah. No, that's great. That is great. And, you know, when you do good things happen for you. And, you know, you're a good person. So overall, you know, there's not a lot of people with great energy, and you have great energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, if you're out there listening, just know that we have people out here like Brandon that are, you know, protecting us and serving. I mean, this is a job where, you know, you could have chose something different. You know, so I appreciate you.
Yep. So Brandon, do if somebody that's listening out there has you know, a son or a daughter that might be interested in getting into this field, they have to first start obviously through the you know, the police department. Is that how they start their process in this?
Right, you have to be at least law enforcement certified, and it's not a requirement, but they want to have some years of investigative experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not required. So just get your basic law enforcement, get hired in, and they can teach you the rest.
And this role of yours is how often do, I mean, I know this has got to be a very specialized field, so how often do positions come up in this area?
So I think the hiring gap might have drastically closed because we had a lot of promotions and retirements. So we got a lot of new gentlemen, very sharp gentlemen just came on. I think it's a promising future, and I believe that most that are here will be here for quite a few more years. But when one spot comes open, it will be one spot here or there.
That's great. It's one of those.
It's a growing field. You know, every day it's more people coming here.
Florida is growing, and so they may add positions down the road with new budgets if they ever get new budgets. Exactly. But you know what you're saying is that, you know, it's one of those jobs that people really like, and it's a specialized field. You have to have some really good knowledge about what you're doing, and so that knowledge stacks up over years' time. And by the time you get ready to retire, you'll be able to teach some younger guys some new things and things that they need to know as well.
Hopefully, if I don't forget it.
Yeah, right.
So you said it's an ongoing learning process. And what do you think what are things that change that you see on a monthly or a yearly basis that you currently are sick every 6 months? What are you starting to see some of the things you have to keep educated and up on these days?
Well, new material. So furniture, for example, years ago, it was made with probably whatever they can make comfortable for you, right?
Right.
And now it was probably heavy wood, thicker material, a lot better. And now everything's so
more flammable,
lightweight. No, well, I think it's more
less flammable.
More flammable today.
Hardwoods are less flammable than light woods.
Yeah.
So lighter woods, that lighter material, it burns faster, hotter, and it's more gone oxygen. Quicker. Which if it burns the away, polyester. There goes our evidence, mm-hmm. right? So it's, I think furniture is a big one. And then just it's a scientific field, really. So it's always changing. So, you know, that's why it's important to keep up with data and stats and follow it and see where the trends are going, because just like anything in science, it may shift a little bit. So you want to know where it's shifting.
Yeah, the chemical Absolutely. Components and whatever that's mm-hmm. in the home these days, and things are changing. So once again, they can accelerate faster or whatever. I know everybody's does testing on some of their products, but that's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you can just YouTube videos of products, and I'm sure there's a fire test on that. I've watched hundreds of videos, and they do fire tests and fire ratings on these mm-hmm. products.
And what do you think about these, speaking of fire testing and fire ratings? And I've seen coatings that go on, like, not I wouldn't recommend it, but I've seen videos where people, they put it on their clothes. It's like a flame retardant. It was like these people, it was their wedding, and that's how they were coming down the aisle with flames, all engulfed in flames. Because they had this
not recommended.
Not recommended. Do not do this at home. You know, but all over their body, it was like on their suit.
I saw that video. It was insane. Yeah,
they had like a flame retardant. What do you think? Is that real or is that CGI? That's probably CGI.
Could have been CGI.
I mean, they have the stuff. I know these schools. I'm not sure if they're required, but I think all schools pretty much spray that on the curtains and drapes in the classrooms.
Huh. Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah,
really? Wow. Fire.
Now, you guys, Jocko, you guys have a fire-resistant coating you yep. use on houses exteriors,
That's right.
too.
We have a 30-minute Class A fire-rated coating. It's called the Cool Wall System with a Department of Energy study, guaranteeing up to 21.9% energy savings. So it keeps the house up to 40 degrees cooler from the exterior touch. So really, they say it's about a 30-minute Class A fire rating, you know, from the manufacturer.
No, it's well, you know, having coatings, and I'm sure you're very familiar with exterior coatings and things like that, but you know, there are things that out there that people can use on their homes to help reduce their exposure, if you say.
Yeah. And in the higher the fire rating, obviously, I mean, it goes to one or A, it's Class A or Class One, different, but as far as material wise on the outside of your house, anything that fire can penetrate, it's going to get into the material behind. So mm-hmm. most is wrapped with a moisture barrier and or wood siding or hardy plywood.
Correct.
So if you do have a concrete board on there, you want it to be, I know there's got to be, I'm not a builder, but you might
sure, have, you have to have small gaps.
Yeah, an eighth of an inch. The manufacturer called for an eighth of an inch.
Anything yeah. larger than that, than what you're saying, can allow more oxygen into the gap.
Absolutely. And fire needs oxygen to move. Mm-hmm. And it will burn out whatever of caulking that you have in that crack, and the fire can reach it. So don't just throw the material on there and thinking that, all right, I've got a grade A fire rating house. Mm-hmm, right. It has to be constructed properly as well.
Exactly. Right.
Proper craftsmanship, proper cuts, everything.
Absolutely. Exactly. Well, we'll be back after this break, folks, and we will talk more about things that you can do for your house. If you do have any issues with your siding and you do need some siding done, call our guys at HardyQuote, HardyQuote.com, or you can reach them at 1-800-4-HARDY. That's 1-800-4-HARDY, and Hardy is spelled H-A-R-D-I-E. There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
Thanks, Bill. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Give us a call at 855-765-1045. Back to you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika, and thank you everyone out there listening. If you're just joining us, we have special guest in studio, Detective Canine Handler and Fire Extraordinaire.
Fire Explosive Investigator.
There right. you go.
I forgot the acronym already.
I know. But Brandon Kaiser, guys. And we have enjoyed our conversation with him. And we really are trying to educate you guys. So if you have any questions at all, feel free to give us a call here. And you can call us throughout the week. You can call us at 833-HOME-SHOW throughout the week. Or if you want to call us today, 855-765-1045. Brandon, back to you, my friend, because you're the star of the show today. And, you know, we were talking just a little bit about how you guys train. You guys actually get to, you know, go catch things on
fire.
There's
a fire in college, right?
There's a whole, I didn't even realize this. There's a place where they actually go and you learn about all these things by actually doing it.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the only way to learn is to see it happen.
Yeah, that's right. So,
in Ocala, we have the State Fire College. There's burn sales set up and we can take materials and we make old furniture and set up a little room or house and we'll burn them without accelerants, just different scenarios, different materials, just see how the rate of the fire grows and
fast it can grow.
Yeah, well, it's amazing just what is out there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, does everybody go through the fire college in Ocala? Like if I wanted to be a firefighter, you know, would I have to go to the college like that? How is that?
They do have firefighter program. I'm not
sure. But that's
sure.
A local, more I local think you program.
Have, JFRD has
they have their own.
Local
yeah, school,
like,
probably.
Yeah, JFRD does. It's just like the police academy here has their own.
Correct. That's like the Harvard of the fire investigation, right?
That's probably
down in Ocala.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably like the FBI academy.
I wouldn't say that, but that's just where we do our classes. We hold them out there. And
fair enough.
We have a satellite office on campus out there, too.
That's awesome, that's awesome, though. You know, it's an interesting field, and I think, you know, just from, you know, guys, we all like firemen and, you know, police, and, you know, we support public service, and, you know, it's interesting to see what other public service, you know, professionals are doing, and, you know, the research that you guys are doing down there, you know, with the burning of, you know, people's furniture and things of that nature, it really is helping to set the stage, though, for a safer community.
Well, yeah, the next level furniture, you now will know what building products are better, what materials, you know, I don't correct me if I'm wrong, but polyester, you probably want to stay away from polyester. Like you said, maybe the heavier, more sturdy furniture is better, you know, things like that you're learning, you know, that otherwise is left to the wind.
Yeah, correct. So, and we can do that on a small scale at our house or at our office. Mm-hmm. If you're curious to know if the trampoline, you know, if the fire moved through a trampoline because it was up against the house, you would take a piece of that trampoline material and see how fast it burns and if it doesn't carry the flame at enough intensity to catch a house on fire or does it just flash and go and stuff like that. So it's not an exact science because fire is so unpredictable, but you really can get a better understanding of how it moves.
Absolutely.
So, you know, obviously fire safety, you know, again, people's homes and making sure they have the right, you know, equipment inside their house as well, right? You know, with the fire, you know, between not extinguishers, but also the fire detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, make sure they're in the homes because, I mean, you know, the bottom line is when you come in, the last thing you want to see is somebody that, you know, maybe perished in a fire, right? So this is all about trying to prevent yourself from getting to that point, right?
Absolutely. So fire extinguishers are fairly invaluable.
Absolutely.
By cost to what it can prevent.
And many people don't have them. Most people don't have them.
I don't know. There's very few houses I've been to that actually had one.
Really?
So you can get them, and they can prevent a lot. A lot of people, when you get there, the house is completely burned, and it's like, yeah, well, the bed was on fire. I mean, if you had a fire extinguisher,
so go out and buy it. So moral story here. Go.
Save you a lot of money.
In the kitchen, I always heard this too. Baking soda versus baking powder. Have you heard that?
For like putting out fire.
Putting out a fire, yeah. Because they're like an electrical fire or something like that.
Or grease fire.
Grease fire. If you put water on it, it'll create more issues.
Cook a pot of grease on the stove and put water in it, and you'll see why they say don't use water.
Yeah.
Boil out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just all you do is got to cook some vegetables, right? That are wet, and you throw them in it, you know, and some olive oil. You'll see that thing bubble up on
That's
you.
That's why I don't cook, guys. I'm not qualified.
Leave it to the pros.
Well, even again, you know, the fire extinguisher would help in the kitchen too, because they make the fire extinguishers especially for grease fires and things like that. So if you can get ahead of the game, so hey, moral of the story today is go out and buy yourself a fire extinguisher. You can pick them up at any of the big box stores or any of the hardware stores and things of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, they got their little powder extinguishers. keep in the kitchen. It's very, you can put it out of the way. It's in the closet or in the sink. I mean,
yeah, just know where it is.
And even maybe keep one in the car, right? You know,
I keep one in the car.
If your car catches on fire, if maybe you see a passer, you're passing a wreck and it's on fire, you know, with the most, you know, that's all we could do is hop out and help.
The best thing I can say is lives and property have been saved by somebody somewhere that had a fire extinguisher.
Yes, absolutely. No, absolutely. I know that story true myself as well. So if you're out there listening and you do not have a fire extinguisher in your car or in your house, do yourself and your family and your friends and neighbors a favor. Go get you a few of them, because you just don't know when or where you're going to need it.
Yeah, well, we were blessed. And a long time ago, I was in a car accident, and our car started on fire. The hood and behind us, fortunately, was an ambulance. And, you know, my sister-in-law was knocked out. They came running up with a fire extinguisher and put that fire out before it got out of control.
That's awesome. Well, we'll be back next week, guys. I want everybody to say thank you to Brandon Kaiser for being here with us.
Thanks for being here, Brandon.
Eddie, who's his canine. And if you need anything painted, give our guys at the Cody Man a call. Call them now at 888-COAT-USA. And we'll be back next week. Thank you, and take it away, Shefalika.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville Home Show. We hope you enjoyed today's show. You can reach out to us throughout the week online at homeshowjacks.com. We'll be back again next Saturday at 3 p.m. on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk.